This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, do be involved. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And you can part with a few bucks and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah, everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, we can fix. We can fix it in a book. It's a light read. It's like 140 pages. If you can't get through that in a week and a half, there's something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, I'd asked in the last hour that if you were part of that, if you were part of the march, you were part of the protest, you were part of the acknowledgement of a day without a woman or a day without women or whatever, I want to know why. Again, I openly admit I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. It takes me a little while to figure things out. But I know as a male, as a white male, I could never, you know, with all my white privilege, I could never understand the plight of any woman, tall, short, wide, whatever, black, green, red, you know, a blonde, redhead, dark head, whatever. I don't know all the hair colors. But you know what I'm saying? All kinds of walks of life. But apparently I don't have a clue. And that's okay with me. I don't mind not having a clue. It actually helps me get through some things. But let's find out what Olivia out of Southern California has to say. Olivia, thanks for joining me.
Hey, it's me. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So, thank you, Joe. It's great to be on the air.
So let me ask you. Let's start off with this whole A Day Without a Woman. Am I missing? Is it to make us appreciate women? Is it to show that without women in a business?
I don't know because I'm a single mom and I live with a day without a man every day and it's sad.
All right. But wait a minute.
In my work,
you go a day without a man and you're strong enough to make it. You're strong enough to make things work, right?
Yes, but we share the responsibility. So I don't think like Day Without a Woman is current in the society. I mean, I can't be the only one feeling empowered and feeling the, you know, the risk of trying to do it on your own. You know, what year are these women living in? And I feel like a lot of the women celebrating today were like all the posts I saw on Facebook and Instagram, whatever, were moms like, I'm not going to cook. And watch me walk out this door. That's just called being rude.
What do you think about there were a bunch of teachers that walked out of schools all across the country. So somebody like you, I don't know, is your daughter in school, in elementary school?
She is in a paid preschool.
Okay.
Yeah, we both put money into, and we were at work today to make sure she could go to school so we could work. Well,
What if your daughter was at a public school today, okay? You being a single mom and having to work. So your daughter's in a public school, and what if the teachers, now, you know, they walked out today. They went and were part of a day without a woman kind of thing. So they decided to shut the schools down. There were a lot of elementary schools that were shut down today. So a lot of single moms like yourself had to scramble and find a place for their child today, or miss work to take care of their child. How does that show the cause or help the cause of a single woman?
It doesn't. And honestly, I mean, I'm not a it takes a village person. I've never been a Hillary supporter. But in reality, in this world that we live in, if you don't have your husband there, and even if you do, you rely on parents, friends, family, the teachers, the people you're paying, the people that you're paying taxes for to fill in these roles, to provide and, you know, take this time with your child so that you can go to work, you can pay into taxes. I mean, we're all just trying to create a healthy system for our families. And I don't see how walking out of work is positive or making the stand. I just feel like it's a negative. It can only breed negative feelings. And I don't know what I would have done today.
Well, you would, yeah. Well, you say it takes, you know, you're not it takes a village, but we always had community. When I, you know, I'm a lot older than you, I'm sure. When I was growing up, we had community. People knew who their neighbors were. And, you know, if somebody was struggling or somebody was going through something, you helped them out. And it wasn't shameful. It was just the community came together to help them out. But you raised your kids the way you wanted to. You did what you wanted to do. I don't see that anymore. That is, like, totally gone now.
And not to mention 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you didn't post about it. Like, look at me. I'm taking care of my kids and someone else's kids. Send me a Stew Plantation gift card because I'm a five-star mom. You just do what you're responsible for. You just take responsibility for the people you love and the people you care about. And we have this, like, really strong, like, no appreciation for our community and nothing but what I want, what I should be appreciated for, why aren't I valued? And we're starting to adapt to that whole trophy system of millennials. We're over here arguing about millennials think they should get a trophy for participating, but we want something for just sitting at home and being available for our friends and family.
That's interesting.
Part of being a society, it's part of being the community, it's part of being a good person. And you don't get a reward. The reward is, you know, being relied upon is a huge responsibility, and it's I don't think there should be an award. I think it's an honor. It's an honor to have someone call you when they're in a tough time. I've been in times in my life where, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, hey, we're up against the time. Thanks for calling in. And listen, God bless you for taking care of your child. There's a lot of people out there are not taking care of their kids, not responsible for their children. So you're doing a good job. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm Joe Machine, your host.
Good night.
Yeah, you too. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3. $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Huers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Did I say spinning or spending? That you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, really, I mean, there's so much happening. Again, today, I said it earlier, I think it'd be, bunch of women don't show up for work, men or women, depending on how you, but they didn't show up for work, and all of a sudden the boss figured out, heck, I got more done. We got more done. We were more productive. But that would be kind of crappy, would it? Better be careful. Make sure you can, see, and it doesn't matter whether it's male or female. Here's just something that people don't understand. At the boardroom level, they don't care what you are. They don't care what color you are. There's only one color and one gender they love, and that is green. And the gender is green, and the color is green. That's right, green. That's all they care about. You keep it out of the red, right? You keep that green coming in, they're very happy. And they don't care who does it. See, some of you loons on the left who have this argument that they don't want women in the boardroom, and then you talk about how greedy they are and they'll do anything for money, you're lunatics. Are they greedy and would they do anything for money? Oh, except hire a woman. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I mean, we have women at the top roles of some of the biggest companies in the country. IBM, it's a woman. eBay, well, not anymore, but it was Meg Whitman. She's the one that grew that company to where it is today. She's the one that brought it. She, yeah, a woman brought it to that level. Now, some of you are going to send me an email going, yeah, but just like how much more money she would have made if she was a man. No. Okay, you know, if you're a negotiator and you know how to negotiate and you know how to get yourself and you know how to get what you want, and you grow, you really think that she spent all those years at that company? See, this is the problem. Some of you, and again, I'm not making, don't take this the wrong way, but if you've just been a cashier all your life, and you really never aspired to much of anything else, and then you want to go after Meg Whitman, and I'm not a fan of hers, but you want to go after Meg Whitman. You don't realize that their contracts are, A, short-term. They're not long-term contracts. And, yes, there are big bucks involved. And when somebody like her is on that, CEO of the company, and she starts turning that company around, and it starts turning profits in 3 to 5 years, but they know she has another 5 years to go before she really gets it. What is she supposed to do? She's negotiating to get the biggest bucks she can get. She's negotiating to get the biggest shoot she can get. Because you know what? If word gets out that she drives that company into the ground, or you know, you'd be surprised when you're dealing with a board of directors, you don't have all the control. So if that company gets driven into the ground because she can't get past the board of directors and she gets a fired and doesn't have a golden parachute, the chances of her getting a job with any other company anytime soon are not good. So, of course, they have these big golden parachutes. I mean, and short of them getting caught for embezzlement or something along those lines, they don't get fired, usually. Yeah, they might be asked to resign. Or the board will make a deal with them to get them to resign. That's how they get the money. But you cannot say that women don't, you know, we're back at women don't have the same rights, opportunities, or what have you. And I've done this before, and it makes the Dems crazy. You go do your homework, the people screaming the loudest about inequality and pay are the ones that aren't paying their people the same. Look at Pelosi. She is one of the biggest abusers of those scales. The women don't get paid the same as men do in her office. That was shown. It was proven. And you know what she'd come back with? The problem is, you know, she's a little bit of a dingbat. Because she said, you know, well, that's because, you know, the interns come to us, and they don't get paid as much, and they're mostly female, and that's what skews the number. Now, we were talking about your chief of staff, you yo-ho. We were talking about your district directors. They didn't get paid they didn't get paid the same amount of money or at the same pay level as men. Now, here's the thing. The feds have a pay rate. The state does, too. But let's stick with the feds. So a district director gets, just for conversation's sake, $105 to $115, right? That's all you could pay your district director, depending on their experience and what have you, right? So what they're saying is a woman comes in, and she's going to get $110. They're going to give her $110, $111, right? The lowest end they can give her. And the male will go almost to the highest end. That's what I'm saying. So if Pelosi wants to be honest about it, she wants to be real about it, if the male district directors are making $115 a year, then she should immediately pump up all the women to $115 a year, shouldn't she? We should see absolutely no discrepancy on her books, on her numbers, on her reporting, right? I'm just asking. Like I said, I'm not the smartest person in the room. It takes me a while to figure things out. All right, let's see if we have some fun. I don't know if we can have fun with this one. We'll try. It's a weird one. The Fearless Girl statue stares down the Wall Street iconic bull. That's right. We'll post a picture on the website later on or on Facebook. But this, you know those bronze statues they have, and the famous bronze statue of the bull on Wall Street. Somebody temporarily put a bronze statue there, which has got to be kind of freaky because if somebody pushes that statue over at somebody, it's a bronze statue. Well, what do they care? Is it? Okay, I hope you're right. Shelley Gupta of Cherokee, yeah, it is Cherokee, North Carolina, strikes a pose with a statue titled Fearless Girl. And that was in New York. The statue was installed by an investment firm in honor of International Women's Day. Do we know what that firm is and what they're made up of? I'd be curious. A new statue of the resolute girl staring down Wall Street's famous charging bull was erected by a major asset management firm for International Women's Day, to make a point. What's the point? That if they were both real, she'd be dead? Anyhow. I love these symbolisms that really hold absolutely no meaning. There's a dearth of women on the board of the largest U.S. corporations, they say. The State Street Global Advisors, the Boston-based investment. Oh, of course it has to be out of Boston. The Boston-based investment giant had the statue created to push companies to increase the number of women directors. Artist Kristen Visbol's Fearless Girl drew crowds Wednesday that initially came to pose for pictures with the bull, but the novelty quickly became a New York hotspot. The girl is sculptured in bronze, her hands firmly painted, planted on her waist. She has a ponytail, and her head is held high, which I still don't get all the symbolism. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You'll sit in real time. Be back in a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Please answer the question.
No, I just hit the music. I feel the senior host. There you go. Don't you like trumpets, trombones, the brass? I love that stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening in real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? All right, so write this down, or even in the chat room. I'll try to grab it. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Give me the name of that song, quick. First one to give me the name of that song, you're going to get a book. A free book. You get it for free, okay? It's that simple, and I'll check it out here going shortly. The first one, either send it to me, joe@therealside.com, or the Facebook, what do you call it, the feed there. Anyway, we're talking about what the heck was that? Oh, yeah, the statue. My wife said, what's wrong with you? You don't understand this? I don't understand. Why spend the money on that bronze statue? Why do all of that to make a statement that just doesn't make any sense? The investment firm, State Street Global Advisors, is a Boston-based investment giant. And they had the statue created to push companies to increase the number of women directors. Now, I don't really know what that means, okay? How many directors are there now? How do they know how many there are? Did they go on a list to see? Because, again, as I said, these companies don't care what sex you are. They don't care anything about you as long as you make the right decisions and bring a boatload of money in for the company. So it's really not, it's disingenuous to say there's not enough women on there because, you know, otherwise you make more money or whatever. Or they don't like women because women can't make more as much or more money as men. It's just wrong. Artist Kristen Visbals, Fearless Girl, drew a boatload of crowds. Originally, they were coming down to see the bull. They saw the novelties. Never been there before, right? And she's only going to be there for a week. The title or the theme for it was Know the Power of Women in Leadership. She makes a difference, reads the plaque at her feet. As a steward of nearly $2.5 trillion in assets, we want to engage with boards and management around issues that I think will drive our core results, said Lori Heinold, State Street's Deputy Global Chief Investment Officer. And what you find repeatedly is having more diverse boards, more diverse senior management will actually drive better results for companies. 25% of the Russell 3000, a broad index of U.S. companies, has no women on their boards, according to State Street, which manages many of their assets. According to the ISS analyst, a business research firm, only 16% of the board seats on companies in the Russell 3000 are held by women. The average board of directors has 8 men and 1 woman. Okay. So then what they're saying here is that the boards, these board of directors, the men at the top go out of their way to keep women out of the boardroom. I just don't find that real. Especially when you're talking about these boardrooms, you're talking about these companies that make mega bucks from knowledge. That was my next comment. Is how many women are really at the level that can jump into that? How many women are applying for those jobs? How many women, listen, how many women want those jobs? I mean, some of those guys that I know at that level, I wouldn't want that job for anything. They're making you nuts and drive you out of your mind. State Street has 3 women on an 11-member board. Well, that's kind of hypocritical, isn't it? They have 3 women on an 11-member board. Heinl said that her company also will urge those in Great Britain and Australia to add women to their leadership as well. One man working in corporate America needed no convincing. Chandrakar Sudaram says a woman is the CEO of the company he works for in Texas. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises has quite a few women reporting to her as well. But when it gets to 50%, that's when I think it'll be right. See, this is this whole idea that the left has. It's just out of control and just flat out wrong. Fairness is not half and half. Fairness is not a 100% match in demographics for an area. Like, you know, they talk about when you go to police departments in certain areas, right? Maybe the makeup of the area, the demographics is 75% black, 25% white, or 20% white, 5% other. So the police department needs to be match those numbers. No, it's not true. That's not true equality. Who's applying? Who wants to be it? How many people in the community really want to be policemen? I mean, seriously, think about it. But when it gets to 30%, when it gets to 50%, that's when I think it's all right, he said. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name again. Are you crazy? The Mammoth Bronze was a guerrilla art act. It was dropped in the middle of the night in the Bowling Green Park in 1989 without permission by the artist who created it as a symbol of American survival energy following the 1987 stock market crash. The city gave it permission for the bull to remain. I did not know that. Did you know that? This week, McCann, New York, a top advertising agency, installed the statue of the girl before dawn Tuesday, and the city gave it a permit for exactly 1 week. Negotiations are underway currently for it to remain longer. I'm sure the Blamio is going to be more than happy to leave it there because it goes against everything that everybody else wants, right? Why choose a charging bull? Why choose that site for the girl? Well, the writer says, well, we really wanted the bull to have a partner, and a partner that we thought was worthy of him, Heinl said. And so we got very determined at a young woman who's fierce. See, this is the part that bothers me. You know, we go that way. So they want equality, but they're pushing, like why did they put a young boy there? Why can't they put a young boy there next week? Do we have an International Boys Week? I'm wondering, maybe we should have one of those. You know, a day without a man, there you go. You know, lawns would be growing up all over the place, but women would go without oil in their cars. Be dirty vans everywhere, like there are now. So, okay. remember the Tim the Tool guy? They said men are only good for 2 things. What was it, lawn care and something else? I don't remember what it was. Thank you. We wanted the bull to have a worthy partner. So let's put a little girl there who looks tough, right, in front of a charging bull. Because that says tough little girl all over to me. Actually, to me, that says stupid little girl, stupid little person. How's that? Right? I mean, seriously, what kind of sense does this make? Yeah, right. Where are the parents? Where are the bronze parents? We throw them in jail. Just, I don't get this. Let me see. Very determined young woman, fearless woman. So Suderan's 8-year-old daughter, come on, Sankar Ribaria. I can't even do English names. This is killing me. Got the message. She wanted to pose with the sculptured girl because I just want to look at her. I want to feel like her. What, do you want to look like a bronze statue? What are we teaching our little girls? They can stand up to anybody? I could do that without a bronze statue. I got some pretty tough little girls. No, they're not little anymore. But I got some pretty tough young girls, daughters. I didn't have to use the statue. I didn't have to talk. Oh, somebody put a pink thing on her head. That was disgusting. I didn't have to teach them about girl power. I didn't have to do it. You know how I made them tough? Do you know how I made them able to stand up for themselves? I made them equal. I told them how to be a human. I taught them how to stand up for themselves. Not because they were girls, but I taught them how to stand up for themselves. And when they try to use the girl thing, we beat that up. We beat the crap out of it. It was never an excuse. It's not an excuse. You know? We didn't allow the girly time of the month to be an excuse for not being able to get stuff done or whatever. So if you empower them, which is where they hate, if you teach them how to succeed, you empower them, you will work with them, it won't matter that they're a girl. It will mean absolutely nothing. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We're going to wrap it up, I think. We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
This is The Rail Sign on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, railside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can be part of the conversation. If you're on Facebook, you can also watch live there. You can be part of that live, it's not a chat room, live feed, whatever, conversation feed or something like that. So, hey, I've been in technology, you know, you guys, I don't even know, since I was, I still wear diapers or something, but I was in technology, God, what was it? It had to be 20 years. I mean, I first started playing around with networking. Think about this. Networking computers. Some of you won't have a clue what I'm talking about. There was this computer called from, it was a TRS-80 from Radio Shack. When Radio Shack, yeah, go ahead, laugh, lady. When Radio Shack had, you should find a picture and pop that up there. It was a TRS-80 and a TI-99. Those were the first two computers. Now, you couldn't network the TI-99, but you could write programs, and it was a little cartridge the size of a cigarette pack. It held probably, you know, the data of 20 pieces of paper. And the problem was if you didn't have batteries, the little watch batteries in there, everything you wrote would go away, would disappear. So, yes, I'm old. But, you know, way back then, who thought where we would be today? Everything we run has a computer. I mean, everything. I don't care whether it's your AC unit, your cars have five. Most new cars, if they're 10 years old or 12 years old plus, they have computers in them. Some up to five computers in the car. Most buildings have embedded computer chips or computer programs. Therefore, they have a motherboard and they are every bit of computer. So, when you look at that, is it any surprise that all this stuff eventually was going to turn on you? And I've always said I never wanted to use computers for, you know, being in the computer business for so long. I always said, you know what? You can't use computers for voting. They're too easy to get in and out of. Hackers, it's too easy for a hacker to deal with. Well, Comey says there's no such thing as absolute privacy in America. What he's saying is there is no way for us to protect you in America. There's no way for us to keep you covered in America. In America. So Comey today warned that the American should not have expectations of absolute privacy, adding that he planned to finish his term leading the FBI. There is no such thing as absolute privacy in America. There's no place outside of the judicial reach. That just sends a chill up your spine. There is no place outside of judicial reach. What that means is if a judge appointed by a left-wing loon decides that they want to track you or know what you're saying or what have you, yeah, they can, you know, I am so tired of you, I'm going to use the word, you're not going to like it, of you hardcore white bread people who think that the law is, you know, nobody is better than the law and the president would never do that. Come on, please, stop smoking that freaky crack you're smoking or whatever. Get to the real stuff. You know, no, I'm not saying everything is a deep, dark secret and everything is an Agenda 21 thing or everything is a conspiracy. But you know what? If the president wants something done, who's going to turn him down? It's like you yo-hos that kept telling me, you know, we need to go in and arrest the president. We need to go in and arrest the AG. Sure. Who's going to put the handcuffs on them? Who's going to get close enough to the president to put handcuffs on him? Who's going to put the handcuffs on the AG? Comey said at his Boston College conference on cybersecurity, he made the remarks as he discussed the rise of encryption since 2013. Disclosures by the National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden revealed sensitive U.S. spy practices. Now, see, here's the thing. If the government's actually doing something against you, doing something where you need to have a whistleblower, that's fine. But when Snowden releases information on where we have our spies and what they're doing overseas, now he becomes a traitor in my mind. That's totally different. But if he's going to release how the NSA is tracking your phone, my phone, and I'm okay with that. He said that Americans have no reasonable expectation of privacy in our homes, in our cars, on our devices. Really? Now, take the government out of the picture. No, you can't have an expectation of. This is some 15, 16, 17-year-old kid is going to make it his life job to try to hack your phone or your daughter's phone or whatever. Okay, so it's a game to these people. You've got nasty people out there that are going to beat their brains out to hack the bank computers, to hack in through your phone to a computer so they can get your money. So from that perspective, he is 100% right on. There's no expectation you have privacy. They had that yo-ho hack into the plane while he was on it. Hacked into the plane system. So no, there's you can't expect to have privacy if you're going to use wired or wireless in the cloud computer products. But you should have an expectation that your government isn't spying on you. You should have an expectation that they're going to have some pretty solid, hardcore evidence before they start spying on you. But I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning. There's something wrong with you if you really believe that the president, the AG, or anybody at that level would sidestep or wouldn't sidestep a court order to have you spied on. You're out of your mind. Comey said that in the last 4 months, of 2016, the FBI lawfully gained access to 2,800 devices recovered in criminal terrorism and counterintelligence investigations. The FBI was unable to open 43% of those devices. And the Comey leadership of the FBI has been marked by controversy, obviously, in the wake of the Bureau's handling of the investigation to Hillary Clinton, her email controversy to Donald Trump. The Donald Trump baseless accusations. I love that. They're not baseless. They're true because the AG admitted to them. So how can they be baseless? No, seriously, how could they be? If they got Flynn's information, if the phone that they tapped or the information they got off the phone that was tapped at Trump Towers, how can they deny it? Comey did, however, say that he planned to finish out his 10-year term. He says, you're stuck with me for about another 6.5 years, and so I'd love to be invited back, he said. But see, I think Trump could make it just as miserable, just as out of control. No, seriously, think about it. There's a lot that could be done. If you have a little bit of a sinister way of thinking, there's a lot you could do to either push Comey out. Heck, we just saw it on what was that show we were watching? Last Man Standing or whatever the heck. Not Last Man Standing. What was that show? They blew up Congress. Designated Survivor. Right? They took down some pretty big people. And I believe that stuff happens the way you see it in there. So, again, you sit here and you think about the way things go down, how politics. And I used to say, before I saw that show, and I could be pretty dark in my thinking, but until I saw the show, I used to say, you know what, the easiest way to fix Congress is to wipe them all out and start all over again. Well, on that show, they wipe them all out, but man, the virus picks up right where it left off. All right, so let's have some fun with some pseudo lighthearted stories. Notice I said pseudo lighthearted stories. Hey, this is a good one. You guys will love this one. The Oregon official who shut down the Christian bakery lost his election. There's a shock. Brad Avakian served as the Oregon Labor Commissioner since 2008. Yeah, and CNN is saying, well, it might just be that it's the year of the underdog. No. People were teed. The presidential election wasn't the only contest to see an upset. Oregon Labor Commissioner Brad Avakian, yeah, I think that's it, who came to national attention for really laying out some heavy fines on that bakery for refusing to make the wedding cake. As a labor commissioner since 2008, Avakian often made news for his tough calls against the businesses discriminating against gay and transgender customers. The most noteworthy was when Sweet Cakes by Melissa refused to make the wedding cake for the same-sex couple in 2013. Citing the owner's religious belief. Shop owners Melissa and Aaron Klein were ordered to pay $135,000 in emotional damages. I could have a field day with that, but I'm not going to. They were also told they couldn't refuse customers based on sexual orientation. Now, Sweet Cakes by Melissa was located in Greensham, Oregon. Notice I said was located. Melissa claimed that the ruling stripped the couple of their First Amendment rights, according to the state of Oregon. We need to have freedom of religion or freedom of speech, she said in this Facebook post at the time. And she was right because they put a gag order on them. For a while, they did. What's up with that? Right? Avakian was also responsible for slamming a $400,000 fine on the Portland bar owner who refused a service to transgender customers, according to the Oregon Live. So, anyway, in his bid for Secretary of State, he lost. You know, these people keep running on their progressive values. They don't realize. They keep losing. So that's why I say, my mantra on the show, long live Nancy Pelosi. Come on, everybody with me. Long live Nancy Pelosi. The conservatives will reign for years and years to come. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time you've been spending with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't get stupid. I want you back tomorrow.